Welcome to Chuffing Ack, Episode 1, The Ramblings of a 50-something Couple, from Yorkshire. Sam Moby Smith decided to get his boobies out and show the world them. He's also decided to do a video where he obviously likes to be wee-weed on. Golden showers, very nice, not.
Yeah. I saw it for the first time probably about an hour and a half ago, and it knocked me sick. And I'm pretty broad-minded. I'm pretty acceptable of most things. But when there's a music video of a when it boils down to it, I ain't going to do the them, they, he, she,
it's
all
a
that business.
Guy.
A guy dressed in a basque, writhing around with a lot of other guys dressed in basques. And then there comes a point on the video where it looks like it's suggested, and it's been made to look like that he's been pissed on by the others lined up at the side. And the jets are going in his mouth and everything. And it's just like, I can't believe that's going on. I can't believe that this is on television, that this is on YouTube. This is available for absolutely anybody to look at. It's just sickening.
It's not sickening in a fact that, you know, it's something that you probably... Well, I haven't seen anybody getting pissed in the mouth, or no. But you see guys, don't you? We've all grown up with Rocky Horror Show and things like that. That sort of thing's always been around. But this is hyper-sexualized. He sings about wanting love, but he's writhing around the back of a man's bottom. I don't think that should be really on mainstream channels for young impressionable minds. And I'm not old-fashioned or anything like that, but I don't know. It's like he's letting us all into what goes on behind closed doors, and that shit should stay there, in my opinion.
You're not wrong. Nobody's bothered. Nobody's bothered about what people do behind the doors, behind the windows, behind the curtains.
What they dress like. Yeah. If they want to be called they,
yeah,
them, she, he,
yeah,
Arthur, Martha, we don't care. Just I don't want to look at it, really. Yeah, you might say switch off, but it's everywhere. It's everywhere because of who he is. It's a bit of a change from his social media from 2013, though, where he said, 2012, where he first came on scene and he said a gay guy should act normal if they want to be accepted in society. Well, he threw that rule straight out at window with this video, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just basques and knickers and men. They just, you don't expect them to be wearing them. Do you know what I mean? It's just...
He must have been round Evans, though, because he's put a bit of timber on, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. He has.
At least now he's got the boobies for his tassels or whatever it is he's plastered on top.
I think that's why he's piled weight on, isn't it?
More than likely.
Because I've got a fine pair and I'm a fat lad. But I don't have tassels on them.
You're not getting any either.
So, yeah, I mean, you could go off on a massive tangent with this, Dick. And say, you know, you could be talking about the pronouns that seem to be fucking doing my absolute nutting lately. If they want to be called they, she, he, them, whatever, I don't care. They ain't going to get it from me, whatever it is. If you're a man, I'll cop. And if you're not...
Well, it's not just that, is it? You know, previously, before all this nonsense... You'd have called somebody by the name. You wouldn't say, if they had a name badge on saying Amanda Smith, you wouldn't say, hello there, she, her, Amanda Smith, would you? You'd just say, hello, Amanda.
Yeah.
Hello, Miss or Mrs. Smith.
Yeah. I mean, how ridiculous does it sound? We've just watched, we haven't watched Graham Norton for
we
years.
We haven't watched it, but we needed to because ugh. Sam Smith was on it and we needed to know what shit was going down on old Walkie Pool's Graham Norton show.
Well, and just before anybody thinks any otherwise, we ain't against gays.
We're not.
Absolutely not.
I grew up in Blackpool and was on the gay scene as a non-gay, as many non-gays do. We used to go on the gay scene because the music was great and you wouldn't get hassled because they knew you weren't, the women knew you weren't gay. The men obviously were interested and you could just go out and dance. And we had many gay friends. I even had friends who dressed up as women and went out. that was up to them. I don't give a toss either way, as we've said before. It's just when it's being forced, seems to be forced down everybody's throat, that you have to accept all this ridiculousness of name changing, gender changing, whatever you do in your own time, it's up to you.
So we're not to be getting more deviant.
It
though,
does. It? Well, it's going right down that way, going Hollyweird way, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think some of this as well is mental health issues, but I don't want to really go down that rabbit hole with it, because you could be there for hours.
But it's a bit of a serious conversation, that.
That is, yeah. I think a lot of them are not well. I think probably Sam Smith isn't well either. But
they're being allowed to force their views, aren't they, on young, impressionable children.
And the people that surround themselves with encourage them, I think. Encourage them. Be yourself, Sam, be yourself. He doesn't know who he is. One day he's got his nana's blouse on. Next day he's got his trench coat back on. He don't know who he is.
Nana's blouse.
They look like he had a blouse on, didn't he?
Except for art-shaped tassels or sticky, what are they called?
Nipple tassels.
No, they called them something, don't they? Pasties.
Pasties, that's something I didn't know.
Yeah, so Sam Smith, pack it in.
Yeah, pack it in.
Back in your box. Sing your songs, perform. Be a bit outrageous on stage if you want, but not to that extent.
Yeah.
Not to that extent.
We don't want you shaking your moves in our television, thanks.
No. No. And like you say, you know, we could turn it off, and we usually do. We don't even usually put that shit on. There's other people watching it. So, no. Mm-hmm.